أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين فاطر السماوات والأرض ثم الصلاة رسوله الكريم جد الحسن والحسين مولانا ومعروس قلين بالقاسم
اللهم
وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الغير المعيمين المخجلين ولعنة الله عليهم أجمعين وغاصب حقوقهم ومنكر الفضاء إليهم من ليلنا هذا قيام يوم الدين لما بعد قد قال الله إمام حسين عليه السلام هل من ناصر ينصرنا صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Today we are all thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us this opportunity to mourn on the 1372nd anniversary of the Shahadat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this shall not be our last Muharram, and this azah shall continue this way for our future generations. And we also pray that we shall inshallah commemorate this with our Imam Zamana
salam.
Today I would like to speak a little bit about Matfate Imam Bakh. We learn in the light of this of the hadith of the Rasul. The Rasul has said, he who dies before gaining the ma'rifat of the Imam Ibakh dies a maut of jahaliyat. And when someone near him asked him what he meant when he said maut of jahaliyat, he replied, it will be as though he had never said the prayer. We learn in light of this hadith how important it is for us to gain the ma'rifat of our Imam. Our whole iman and our faith depends upon it, because if we don't, it will be as though as on the day of Qiyamah we will be placed with those who were before the age of Islam. Sheikh Sadduq says in his book Kamal al-Din, a mu'min's iman is not complete until he gains the knowledge of his leader. Now, when he says knowledge of his leader, he means ma'rifat of the Imam al-Baqt. So he's saying our knowledge and our iman is not complete until we gain the ma'rifat of the Imam al-Baqt. This shows how greatly important it is for us to gain this knowledge. Now, what exactly does it mean when I say ma'rifat? Ma'rifat means the recognition and knowledge of the Imam of your time. And now, when ma'rifat, there are many different levels of ma'rifat. Some people have a higher level and some people have more, while others have a lower level and less. Now, when we consider ma'rifat, some questions come into our mind, and I plan on addressing a few. First of all, is ma'rifat just gaining the knowledge, the basic knowledge of the name, the parent's name, the place of birth, the place of shahadat of the Imam Ibakh? Is that what ma'rifat is? And simply, the answer to this question is no. Because if this were true, then that would mean that anyone could gain the ma'rifat of the Imam Ibakh. Any history student, any person could gain this knowledge. It would not matter what faith, it could be a Christian or a Jewish person, could gain a little bit of knowledge, the basic knowledge of the Imam, and it would be said that they have ma'rifat. But this This isn't possible. So that means that this is not true, and Ma'rifat is not just gaining the basic knowledge of the Imam. Now, second question. Is Ma'rifat just recognizing the Imam as the Wali, the Rahbar, and the one appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that what Ma'rifat is? This is not true. Because if it was, then that means even Umar al-Sa'd had Ma'rifat. Because all night, Umar al-Sa'd would think to himself, whose side to pick? Umar al-Sa'd knew that Imam Hussein was Haq. He was Sardari Jamanani Jannah. He was on the correct path. He knew that he was appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew it. But when Yazid gave the khat to Imam Hussein, asking him to pledge his allegiance to him, Imam Hussein said no, he wouldn't. So Yazid gave Umar al-Sa'd a choice. He said, you could either get the bayt from or pledge of allegiance from Imam Hussein, or you could kill him. And if you do one of these, you will gain the kingdom of Ra'd. Now, Umar al-Sa'd, whose father was one of the Sahabi of Imam Ali alayhi salam, knew that Imam Hussein salam was on haq, and if he helped him, he would get Jannah. But he weighed his options. He said, either I get the kingdom of Ra'd or I get Jannah. And he picked the kingdom of Ra'd, but instead of which he got the Jahannam. He felt that the kingdom of Ra'd was a more immediate and more, it would come to him faster type of reward. He felt that the Jannah was something that was far off and who knows when he would get it. So, he picked the Jahannam and the kingdom of Ra'd. So, in light of this, we realize that recognizing the Imam as the Wali and the Rahbar is not enough to have the complete Ma'rifat. So, the next question. Is Ma'rifat just gaining the basic knowledge of the Imam? Learning the teachings that he has taught us. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says in the Nejul Balagha, he says, the lowest grade of ilm is that which stays upon the tongue. And the highest grade of ilm is that which reflects upon someone's actions. So, what Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that the lowest grade, or the lowest type of ilm, is that which a person learns but never acts upon. And the highest grade is when a person learns something and his actions reflect it and he acts upon it. So, a person does not gain any benefit from gaining the knowledge or from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This quote from Imam Ali alayhi salam shows us that just learning the teaching is not enough. You have to act upon it. So the third question's answer is once again, no. Gaining the basic or learning the basic teachings of the Imam is not enough to have the complete Ma'rifat al-Imam. And now for the final question. Is Ma'rifat just doing complete itaat and obeying the Imam's orders? And once again, the answer is no. Because if this were true, that means even a slave does ma'rifat. Because a slave obeys his orders. A slave obeys his master, without question. But that does not mean that he has knowledge. That does not mean that he has the knowledge of his master. That does not mean that he knows about his master. Even the Yazidi army did that. So, this again is not correct. Doing the itaat and obedience is not enough to have complete ma'rifat. So now, if we look at this, we see that if all of these alone are not enough to have complete ma'rifat, then if we combine them, if we do itaat, if we gain the knowledge of the teachings, if we recognize him as Wali and Rahbar, if we gain the basic knowledge of his whereabouts and what happened, then and only then are we going to have the Ma'rifat al-Imam al-Baqt. Now, Ayatollah Jabari has said, the Ahlul Bayt and the Masumin have two personalities. Two personalities. A true personality and a legal personality. Now, what has become wajib upon every mu'min to learn is only the legal personality. Because we see that the Ahlul Bayt are the ones sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are a mazhar of all of the greatest traits and all of the traits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They reflect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of His attributes, in all of His knowledge. So, if their true personality is which that reflects all the knowledge in the universe, it would be impossible for us to understand that. It would be impossible for us to comprehend a personality which encompasses the whole universe. Because if we cannot understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are we supposed to understand the perfect being, the perfect creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we see that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels to sajda to Hazrat Adam, it was not exactly to Hazrat Adam, it was to the rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Hazrat Adam was the wali, the rahbad, the one who reflected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of His greatest traits. So, by giving sajda to Hazrat Adam, they were actually giving sajda to the greatest qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salawat. So, now that we've learned what it is, that complete itaat is, and what the Prophet meant that we have to learn this knowledge, we have to gain the ma'rifat, otherwise we will have the mold of jahaliyat and we will be as though we never accepted Islam. Now, if we look at Karbala, we see Imam Hussein alayhi salam alone with only 72 people, most of which are his family. And when we see that the places like Kufa, Makkah, and Medina, they were filled with Shia Ali, they were filled with people who loved the Imam. Yet, we see Imam alone in Karbala with 72 people only, when the surrounding areas were filled with people who loved him. Now, what was the reason for this? Why hadn't they come to help? One, they were not aware of the status of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Two, they were not aware of the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And three, they were aware of the mission, but they were too nafsparas. They were too attached to this dunya to go help Imam Hussein alayhi salam, to lay down their lives. They felt that their lives were more important and that the Imam's orders were not as important. So they were too attached to this dunya to help Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So this means that the 72 in Karbala had the complete ma'rifat. That means that the ones who did not come did not have the complete ma'rifat. Otherwise, if they knew everything, if they knew the Imam, if they had all the knowledge, they would have come. Otherwise, they would have helped Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his time of need. And when we see that even the children of Karbala, 6 months, Hazrat Ali Asghar, he has the complete ma'rifat. Now when Imam Hussein Islam gives the salah of Hal min nasir yansurna, he falls out of the jula. Azana grami, Ashur ka shab, phir Ashur ka din, Fajr ka waqt aya. Hazrat Ali Akbar ne azan di. Ye aakhri azan thi Hazrat Ali Akbar ki. Phir uske baad, ek ke baad ek, Imam Hussein alayhi salam ke ansar gaye. Imam Hussein gaye, unki laashon ko utha ke aaye. Aur phir ek ke baad ek, bahut saare laashon ko lekar aaye ke jab tak us unke ahle bayt hi rahe. Aur jab unke ahle bayt rahe, do bacche aaye unke paas. On aur Muhammad. Unki jo shahzadi Zainab ke dono laal. اور وہ مامو سے اجازت دیتے ہیں کہ ہم رنگ میں جا سکتے ہیں. مامو نے اجازت دے دی کہ مولا عباس اور مامو حسین ان کو سوار کیا, میدان میں بھیجا, اور پھر آواز آئی, اے مامو مدد کے لیے آئی ہے. اور پھر امام حسین جاتے ہیں, دو ننے ننے لاشوں کو لے کر آتے ہیں واپس کیمپس میں لے کر جاتے ہیں. اور پھر بیویاں دیتی ہیں. اور پھر حضرت قاسم آتے ہیں, ماموں سے چاچا سے اجازت مانگتے ہیں, لیکن امام حسین کیسے اجازت دیں, حضرت قاسم تو ان کے بھائی کے بیٹے ہیں. اور پھر جب بھی امام حسین کو آپ کے بھائی آ جاتے تھے, وہ ان کے منہ کو دیکھتے تھے, وہ کیسے اجازت دیں. لیکن اجازت مل گئی, حضرت قاسم کو سوار کیا, حضرت قاسم میدان میں گئے, اور پھر آواز آئی, اے چاچا مدد کے لیے آئیے. اور پھر امام حسین دوڑتے ہوئے چلے, یزیدی فوج نے یہ دیکھ کر سب چلے گئے, ادھر ادھر کوئی یہاں سے جا رہا ہے. اور جب تک امام حسین پہنچے, حضرت قاسم کی کوئی لاش ہی نہیں رہی. امام حسین اپنے دامن میں ٹکڑے ٹکڑے لے کر گئے واپس خیمے میں بیویوں کو دے دیے ٹکڑے. اور پھر اپنا علمدار, اپنا بھائی آیا امام حسین السلام کے پاس اجازت کے لیے. لیکن دیکھیے, سب کے سب جو شہداء, سب کے سب جو شہید تھے, وہ سب امام حسین کے لیے شہید ہوئے تھے, لیکن ایک ہی تھا جو امام حسین کے لیے پیدا بھی ہوا تھا, امام حسین کے لیے شہید بھی ہوا تھا. سوچئے کیسے تھا کہ پوری زندگی عباس نے انتظار کیا کہ میں بھائی کے ہیلپ کروں گا, میں بھائی کے لیے جنگ کروں گا, لیکن مولا نے جنگ کرنے کے لیے اجازت نہیں دی. اور پھر جب بی بی سکینہ کو لے کر آئے, اور پھر امام حسین نے اجازت دی کہ صرف پانی کو لے کر آؤ, اور مولا عباس کو دیکھیے کتنا صبر تھا, کتنا اطاعت ایمان تھا. وہ پوری زندگی انتظار کرے, پھر بھی تلوار دے دی امام حسین کو, اور گئے اور پھر پانی لے کر واپس آئے, اور پھر شہید ہو گئے. اور پھر آواز آئی, آقا میرا سلام لیجئے. اور پھر امام حسین چلتے ہیں, اور پھر مولا عباس کے پاس جاتے ہیں, مولا عباس کے لاش پہ آتے ہیں, علم پڑھ کر کے واپس آتے ہیں. بیوی سکینہ اور سب بچے جن کی امیدیں تھی کہ پانی آئے گا, میرے چاچا پانی لے کر آئیں گے, ان کی سب آس ٹوٹ گئی, ان کی سب امیدیں چلی گئیں. بس اب علم آیا, اور پھر امام حسین رہے, اور پھر ان کے 18 برس کا بیٹا آیا. سوچئے کہ اپنا 18 برس کا بیٹا کو کیسے رخصت کرے امام حسین, جس کو جب ہی رسول یاد آتے تھے ہم شکل نبی کو دیکھتے تھے, وہ جیسے رسول تھے ویسے ہی لگتے تھے. لیکن اجازت مل گئی, حضرت علی اکبر نے جنگ کی, اور پھر آواز آئی کہ اے بابا میرا سلام لیجئے. اور پھر امام حسین گئے. امام حسین کبھی گرتے ہیں کبھی اٹھتے ہیں, کبھی گرتے ہیں کبھی اٹھتے ہیں. علی اکبر کو پکارتے ہیں کہ میری آنکھوں کی نور چلی گئی, مجھے بتاؤ کہ کہاں ہو علی اکبر, کہاں ہو. اور پھر جب پہنچتے ہیں, دیکھتے ہیں حضرت علی اکبر کے ہاتھ اپنے سینے پہ ہے, اور پھر ہاتھ ہٹا کے دیکھتے ہیں کہ ایک برچی کا پل پھنس گیا حضرت علی اکبر کے سینے میں. اور پھر نجف فروخت کرتے ہیں, یا بابا ادر اتنی, یا علی ادر اتنی کہہ کے برچی کا پھل نکالتے ہیں. کیا منظر ہوگا, کیا امتحان ہے حسین کا کہ وہ اپنے 18 برس بھائی بیٹے کا برچی کا پھل نکال رہے ہیں سینے سے. اور پھر جب کوئی بھی نہ رہا, امام حسین ہے میدان میں, آواز گونجتی ہے کربلا میں, حل منا سرین سرنا, حل منا سرین سرنا, کوئی ہے جو میری مدد کے لیے آئے گا. اور پھر ننے ننے 6 مہینے کے علی اصغر اپنے آپ کو جھولے سے گرا دیا. اور پھر امام آتے ہیں, سمجھ گئے کہ بیٹا کیا کہنا چاہ رہا ہے. امام حسین مادر اصغر سے کہتی ہے کہ اپنے بیٹے کو تیار کرو, میں اصغر کو لے کے پانی پلانے جاتا ہوں. اور پھر مادر اصغر نے ننا ننا سے امامہ پہنایا, کرتا پہنایا. پھر امام حسین اپنے ابا کے دامن میں لے کر چلے حضرت علی اصغر کو. اور پھر جب یزیدی فوج نے دیکھا, یزیدی فوج کے درمیان میں قیامت مچ گئی, سب لوگ پینک ہو گئے, کہہ رہے ہیں کہ حسین کا کچھ بھی نہیں رہا, حسین آ رہے ہیں قرآن لے کر کہ شاید وہ جیت جائیں. اور پھر جب دامن کو ہٹایا, ننے ننے کو 6 مہینے کو علی اصغر کو دکھایا. اور پھر وہ کہتے ہیں, اے ظالموں, کیا इस बच्चे को पानी मिल सकता है? ये तीन दिन का प्यासा बच्चा है, छह महीने का, क्या इसको पानी मिल सकता है? और फिर जब कोई भी नहीं हटा, इमाम हुसैन ने इसको जमीन पे रखी, खोलती हुई जमीन। सोचे कि असर का वक्त इमाम हुसैन इतना धूप करबला में कितना होगा कि जैसे लेटा था तड़पना लगा। और फिर जब कोई भी नहीं आया पानी देने के लिए, इमाम हुसैन ने उठाया और फिर कहा हजरत अली असगर से, और जाओ अब आप तो आपकी हुज्जत के बेटे हो, अभी हुज्जत के बेटे हो, अपनी हुज्जत तमाम कर लो। तो हजरत अली असगर ने अपना जबान लिया और होठों पे फेर दिया। और फिर अब तो यजीदी फौज में कयामत मच गई और सब लोग कह रहे हैं बच्चे को पानी दे दो। और फिर वो मेरे साथ भी ऐसा हुआ, कह रहा क्या करें कि अब तो अगर नहीं दिया तो फिर हम ये लोग लग रहे हैं चले भी जाएंगे। तो फिर उन्होंने हुरमला को से कह दिया कि जाओ इस बच्चे को मार दो। तो फिर हुरमला भी ऐसे वैसे पैनिक हो गया और फिर एक तीर वैसा उठाया जिसमें तीन सर थे, तीन नेजों के सर थे, और हजरत अली असगर के गर्दन को निशाना बनाया और फिर तीर लगा हजरत अली असगर की गर्दन पर और इमाम हुसैन अलैहिस्सलाम के हाथ पर। और फिर चुल्लू में हजरत अली असगर का खून चुल्लू में लिया और आसमान की तरफ फेंकना चाहते हैं। फिर आसमान से आवाज आई कि अगर ये खून ऊपर आएगा तो कोई बारिश कोई रहमत आसमान से नहीं आएगी। तो फिर जमीन पे फेंकना चाहे, फिर जमीन से आवाज आई कि अगर जमीन पे फेंका तो फिर कोई प्लांट्स ऐसे चीजें नहीं ग्रो करेंगे यहाँ पे, तो क्या करें? मजबूर हो गए इमाम हुसैन, अपने चेहरे पे मल लिया खून असगर और फिर नन्हे नन्हे लाशें को लेकर जा रहे हैं, जाते तय में कहते हुए इन्ना लिल्लाहि व इन्ना इलैहि राजिऊन रजम बे कजाही तस्लीमन ले अमरे। फिर वापस आते हैं कहते हुए, फिर वापस जाते हैं, सात दफा ये मंजर हुआ। वो सोच इमाम हुसैन सोचते हैं कि मैं कैसे मादरे असगर को दिखाऊं, कैसे मैं उनके सामने जाऊं, मैं तो उसको पानी पिलाने के लिए गया था। तो फिर सात दफा के बाद पहुंचे, बीबी सकीना ने ये मंजर देखा और रोने लगी। फिर इमाम हुसैन ने अपनी तलवार लेकर छोटी सी कब्र खोदी और फिर हजरत अली असगर को लेटा दिया और फिर मिट्टी डालकर कोई पानी इमाम हुसैन के ऊपर डाले तो अपने आंसू से डाल दिया पानी। और फिर इन्ना लिल्लाहि व इन्ना इलैहि राजिऊन, इन्ना लिल्लाहि व इन्ना इलैहि राजिऊन, इन्ना लिल्लाहि व इन्ना इलैहि राजिऊन। जज़ाकअल्लाह।